It's a special year. So many new years happen today in many different places. Palguni Purnima. It's also appearance. My Drik Panchang says that it's also the appearance day of Lakshmi Devi from Samudra Manthan, from churning of the milk ocean, who appeared and immediately chose Vishnu as her husband. She examined everybody, and only Vishnu passed all the strict requirements. Good. Actually, it's a very famous verse, so most of you know it anyway. Interestingly enough, Jiva Goswami uses this verse as the auspicious invocation, Mangala Charana. Usually, every shastra begins with some prayer to invoke auspiciousness. You indicate who is the worshipable Lord. Yesterday we mentioned that three things. If you just stop to examine three things, already activity becomes more sattvic, higher in goodness. So if you just stop to examine, who am I? What am I doing? Where am I going? Why am I doing it? What do I want as a result? Already that increases sattva-gun. And if you choose, make a good choice also, if you upgrade your choice, so much better. And you can even move to Shuddha Sattva. This is why we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, actually, to show our aim is beyond this universe. Our aim is beyond three modes, beyond the false ego. So we indicate the worshipable Lord, and we indicate also what do we want. And this verse doesn't seem to be so clear about what do we want. We are supposed to say what do we want in every mantra. Of course, as devotees, we are trained, so to say, to we want nothing. No. Don't offer. Even Prahlad Maharaj says, come on, Narisimhadev. You know, what are you doing? I'm not serving you for something. Neither do you take service also to get something. You don't have to pay me. You know, it's like if you value somebody, you have to pay him. You have to see how to properly motivate him. But you don't need my service. You don't need anybody's service for your profit. Neither am I serving you for my benefit. So why do you offer me some blessings? So we also are used to this. You don't ask. But the problem is that Prahlad Maharaj was pure. Very pure, and on the other side, most of us, maybe not all, I don't know, but most of us have been born in this material world and playing some material roles for millions of lives. So for millions of lives, we have been setting material goals. We go to work. Why do we go to work? To earn money. At least to have fun, or at least to be, at best, to do something wonderful and be famous. That's like the most noble goal for work. So we always set some goals, and usually not very high. So therefore, it's like in a computer, you know, you save some, you write something, you want to save it. Then it puts it in some default folder. Some standard folder, and it's usually some crazy folder, you know, C users, Toshiba, my documents, something, you know, it's like, then you go, good luck finding it. So we have to say, no, not there, put it here, until we set the new default setting. So also, as pure devotee, pure devotion practitioners, as practitioners of pure devotion, you also have to very clearly, time and again, say, dear Krishna, which blessings do I want? Ah, so many. Wait, just wait. Of course, Krishna Prema Bhakti, that's our standard, correct desire. But then I have to decide, okay, I want to become, to uncover my devotional nature. So we set our desire. So what desire is expressed here? Let us chant. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajanti Hisumedasam. Okay. The same verse we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In our Shastra, nothing is accidental. They are so perfect. So this one is 532, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita is 352. It's 532, Adilila is 352. So same numbers, just slightly switched. Very. Also, Lakshmi Devi in the Bhagavatam, she appears at 888. When the acharyas are coding some numbers, they say Lakshmi. Like if they need to say 8, they say Lakshmi. So she, because there are Ashta Lakshmi, 8 forms of Lakshmi, so she appears in Canto 8, Chapter 8, Verse 8, in Syllable 8. So many wonderful things are in our Shastra. So it's here also, and Srila Prabhupada gives a nice purport, and it's quoted also in our BBT 11th Canto. So it's actually all Srila Prabhupada. So you can chant the word for word. Krishna Varnam. Repeating the syllables Krishna. Tvisha. With a luster. Akrishnam. Not black, golden. Saanga. Along with associates. Upanga. Servitors. Astra. Weapons. Parshadam. Confidential companions. Yagyai. By sacrifice. Sankirtana prayai. Consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. So praya means almost or mostly. So that's in the main yagya has to be sankirtan, right? Yajanti, they worship. He, certainly. Sumedasahan, intelligent persons. So Mangalacharana is supposed to give you the Lord, worship of the Lord, the audience, like also Jiva Goswami, he gives this as Mangalacharana for Shat Sandarbhas. So he supposed to indicate the audience, but also he says, and this is only for devotees. If a non-devotee is going to listen or study the six Sandarbhas, he will be cursed. My curse is on him. Several books are sort of protected. You know, it's like password protection. It's that you will not only understand, you will get all the bad things that if you're not a devotee. So at least Prabhupada says, at least theoretically accept, okay, that okay, I want to be a devotee. Plus obeisances and the goal is here. So you can see the audience, the listeners, like oftentimes, you know, on a book. You have a book, it will say for children of age, you know, 10 to 12. right? Or for people who are interested in this. It's normal, right? You have audience describe. Or in the preface or introduction. So in the beginning also we have in Mangala Charana the audience set. Who is it for? So who is it for in this, according to this verse?
Intelligent,
right? So all of you are supposed to be very intelligent, okay? At least for now. Sumedasa. Sumedasa. This is where, and if not, we have Bhagavatam, okay, to help us, and all the Shastra. So Sankirtana is not for foolish. Sankirtana is for the most intelligent. Of course, intelligent will be humble also. So we are not going around and saying, we are most intelligent, you know? I'm very intelligent, you know? Did you notice? And people will think, this is a total idiot. So translation by His Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the age of Kali, that's now, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Krishna Varnam. Always sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, Tvisha Akrishnam, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Srila Prabhupada. This already includes a lot of commentaries from the Acharyas, and Srila Prabhupada gives more commentaries. So there are many interesting things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with his astra, weapons. So what weapons does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu use? Heckler and Koch 4. M11, M16, AK-47, Smith and Wesson, yes, 1911, what is he using? 9mm, 45? What is he using? What did he see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using? The holy name? So, what else? Which weapons does he? He's coming with weapons. So what weapons does he use? Did you see him with the disc ever? One time he started calling, yes, but didn't use it. All right, that was an exception, and still he was convinced. No, please, Nityananda Prabhu said, please, don't use your Sudarshan chakra. But it says astra. With his astra, he's coming with his astra. So where is his astra? Where is his... Huh?
Prasadam.
Oh, yeah. Iskon bullets, yes. Bhagavatam. Okay. Bhagavatam is... What is it? Time bombs, right? Iskon bullets and time bombs. Okay. What else? So, I think Radha Govinda Prabhu probably remembers one comment. What's one of the weapons he's using? What is meant by the weapon here? So, in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada actually quotes some of the commentaries. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all-attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. So some books say that Kartikeya, the army chief of the demigods, came as Krishna Mishra, son, the good son of Advaita Acharya, whose great 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 grandson I visited last week in Vrindavan. It's a very beautiful temple, very nice place. Madan Gopal. Krishna. Ganapati comes as another son of Advaita Acharya, Achyuta. Anyway, so all the demigods are there. Everybody who is anybody is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are also here in good company. When he propagated his Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Shivas. So what's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapon? Beauty. That's very nice, isn't it? That's the weapon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beauty. So if in other ages, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kills the demon physically, in this age, he kills the demoniac mentality, which is probably the best, right? It's very lucky. We know many stories when some people were inimical towards devotees. There were some people who were hunting the book distributors down and ripping apart the books, stomping on books, or insulting devotees in some demoniac governments. You had secret police chasing devotees. And many of these people I know quite a few examples. They became devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu killed not the person, but the demoniac mentality of the person. Even, I sometimes tell this story, it's a risky story. It's, I don't know, it maybe don't repeat it, but I find it a very humorous story. In our, we had a temple. Hare Krishna. And there was a conflict with the previous previous owners who built that those houses. So they were sending some gangsters. We had security with guns. Devotees were training to fight. It was like every morning in the forest next to the temple, it was like Shaolin scene, devotee. and we had some really military type devotee. Every morning he would, he loved fighting. Anyway. We had artists also, so they made a lot of humorous cartoons about it. And our temple commander became very angry with that previous owner. So he decided to find one mantra, which is supposed to kill the person. And he decided, that's too much. How can he do this? That's not good. I mean, he's angry at somebody who is attacking devotees, so it's not so bad, right? Although it's not really sattvic bhakti, not even rajasic bhakti, definitely not nirguna. So he was chanting, Harim Krom, and this, may he die, and it was, you could see he's angry, and he's really putting a lot of feeling into his chanting. He was chanting with great intensity. I forgot how many rounds he was chanting of this mantra. A lot. So, what happened is that that person became a devotee with all of his family, and even the dog became a vegetarian. So I find it always, it's very funny. Even though this temple commander, he actually meant he had the bad idea. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed, Nrisimha Dev laughed, they all laughed. Huh? And they gave something actually good. You know, this person became a devotee, his son became a devotee, his whole family became a devotee. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I guess it's quite lucky for us, isn't it? So he protects us from ourselves. Who is our worst enemy? Ourselves. This is ours. Yeah. So, our wrong desire. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, and it's a very special incarnation. It's very special avatar. So he's coming with weapons, well armed. He's well armed. But, like the supreme master, you know, like sometimes you have really expert fighter. And you can see, he doesn't fight with weaker people. And sometimes he fights without killing. You know, it's like this. Usually if somebody is a master, they don't fight long. They fight very quickly, very short. Just killing it, that's it. You know, very quickly. But if they are even higher, they disable. They don't kill. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see, he's showing the supreme, the supreme mastery with weapons and military art, martial art. You know, he changes the mind of people, also not by violence, but by attracting people, by convincing people, by changing people's minds and ideas, either through logic or through beauty, through attraction. At any rate, positively, through something positive, not through actually something negative. So, Srila Prabhupada usually makes this joke on words. He says yoga means plus. This is a joke because in all the Indian languages, plus or sum to sum, arithmetic function of summing, is called yoga. So Prabhupada is making a play on words, giving the mathematical meaning to the philosophical concept. Yoga, he says, means plus, not minus. So usually jnanis think that yoga means minus. Minus Maya, minus this, minus that, minus everything. Even though Krishna tries to explain in the Bhagavad Gita, no, yoga means you connect to the Supreme. So Prabhupada makes an interesting joke saying that yoga means plus Krishna. Plus Krishna. And in one place Prabhupada says that 5 plus 5 equals 10, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and everything plus Krishna equals Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada is going around creating this very advanced mathematical function, teaching people how to add properly. 5 plus 5, 2 plus 2, and everything plus Krishna to get the best result, the best sum. What is the best sum? Vrindavan. You get Vrindavan. So Prabhupada is the supreme teacher of mathematics. Srila Prabhupada is bringing the kind message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed, he has come and performed his pastimes. He was performing his pastimes in mainly four roles. So, anybody, definitely you can guess or name some of these roles. Can you name all of these roles? What would be your guess? What are the roles Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs? In which roles he performs his pastimes? As who? He performs his pastime. Huh? As the son of Sachi and Jagannath in the Brahmin community. It's like, you know, being born to an Oxford professor in Oxford or something like this, right? Navadvip was the seat of learning that time. It was very famous as the center of logic. Navya Nyaya, Navadvip. And Jagannath was very expert, Jagannath Mishra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so expert, he started teaching at the age of 15 and 16. So that was his Brahminical pastimes. And we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita some of these pastimes as a scholar. Yeah. You remember any of his scholarly Brahminical pastimes that you like? Yeah, he defeats the... what do you like about this, defeating Digvijay? He didn't humiliate, yes. He humbled, but didn't humiliate. Right? It's very important to approach with humility, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when his students started laughing, he stopped them. So he didn't want to humiliate Digvijay Pandit, Keshava Kashmiri. They say that the famous... Krishna Archana Deepika by Keshava Kashmiri is written by that Keshava Digvijay. Some devotees are saying that he's that same person, Keshava Kashmiri. Any other scholarly pastimes you remember? Sarvabhauma, yes. It was very funny. How did he Jai Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai? Yes, I understand Vedanta, but your explanations are very weird. After 7 days, yes. Yeah, also, he didn't stop. He waited for Sarvabhauma to ask a question. He didn't say, hey, stop! What are you talking about? He just listened. So then Sarvabhauma said, so then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is asking, so then, do you understand? He says, well, Vedanta, I understand. What you're saying, I don't know. It's very weird what you're saying. Very strange. Whereas if you read Vedanta, it's so complicated. It's so one of the very first sutras is Ikshater Na Shabdat, for example. It says, because of seeing, not from not sound. That's the sutra. Because of seeing, not from not sound. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this I understand, that's easy. That means that we see that by reading, by hearing the sound of Shastra, one can understand God. So therefore, if somebody says you cannot understand, it's not true, because we see that from sound you can. Because from not sound... one cannot understand, but from sound one can. So therefore, one cannot say that from not sound. Not, one cannot say not from sound. So not from not sound. Why? Because you can see that people hear and understand. So that's easy. But your explanation is so weird. It's just fractions, a few syllables, and then he says, this I understand, that's easy. But your explanation is so strange. Or, so many or Shastra Yonitvat, from the womb of Shastra, of scripture. What does it mean, Shastra Yonitvat, from the womb of scripture? He says, this I understand, that's easy. It means not by logic, but from the scripture, from revelation, from Krishna. Anyway, so yes, scholarly pastime. And then he attracts Sarvam Bhattacharya by his explanations. Yeah, so these are scholarly pastimes. And now, this is his Lila Avatara. Right. Now, what function does role or what personality does he act as as Yuga Avatar? Sankirtan, right. So he comes as Yuga Avatar and he brings Sankirtan. Of course, he brings a very rare, he brings Prema Sankirtan. He brings Vrindavan Radha Krishna Sankirtan. So very, very rare. Anarpita Charim Chirat. Since the last 4 billion years, nobody has given... 8 billion years, sorry. 8 billion years. Nobody has given a gift like this. 8.4. Yes, thank you. 8.432. billion. No, 64. Sorry, yeah. 4. 64, yeah. Billion years. So, since that long time, nobody was distributing such gifts as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnaskar Raj Goswami is saying. So that's Narayan, avatar usually, but this time it's Krishna coming to spread the Yuga Dharma, and under this pretext, he gives the best name, the best possible name, and this is normally how we worship the Lord. Some people object against our having a peacock feather for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying he's coming in the mood of a devotee. However, when he's in the mood of a devotee, he's also without hair, he's also dressed in kopin and maybe gamcha, and he's a sannyasi. That's his mood of a devotee. All right. So if you're worshipping him as a devotee, then, you know, keep him in kopin, maybe, no? Not definitely without hair, because when he takes sannyas, he's shaved completely. And then the barber goes half crazy and stops shaving anybody at all. He says, too much, this is too bad, how could I have shaved such beautiful hair? Alas! Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He's going around and chanting the holy names. So, therefore, we worship him not in his after. You can see, usually we dress him such beautiful dresses, such beautiful garlands. So that's his role as Yuga Dharma Pravartaka. He's giving in Navadip, and in Navadip he sometimes sits on the throne. He comes to devotees and he reveals that he's that Krishna they worshipped. Advaita Acharya complains and he shows Advaita, he requests, can you show me that Vishwarupa that you showed to Arjuna? Okay, and he shows the Vishwarupa that only Arjuna saw, with time form and everything. Because Advaita Acharya also is Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, so he's dealing with the, you know, destruction of the universe. To Shivas, he shows himself as Narasimha, he shows himself as Varaha, he shows himself as Ram. He shows as the Supreme Personality of God, and he is giving blessing to everybody. Mahaprakash. So, that's his role as Yuga Avatar, as the Supreme Lord. He's still hidden. He doesn't show it indiscriminately. He doesn't show it to just anybody. There is still some select group of devotees, but he's manifesting himself as God, who is giving us the gift of the holy name, Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if it's a Vedic mantra, Shruti mantra, so it was very difficult to get it before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You had to be, you can see that in Kali Yuga, already in Dwapara Yuga, already in Treta Yuga, Dharma is diminishing by quarter, again by quarter. So therefore, in the Gita, Krishna says, Yoga Nashta, science of yoga is lost, already 5,000 years ago. Already before that, you can see a lot of body consciousness was there. So therefore, you had to be born in a certain place. You can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he respected all acharyas, and we respect all acharyas, and we respect them as perfect souls, perfect avatars, Shaktivesh avatars, still you can read how he goes to different sampradayas, and he has to establish, you're not the body. Bhakti is the goal. Even though it's even there in their teachings, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to recover this. The brahmanas were criticizing him, you are spoiling dharma by chanting the holy names. Hindu dharma, you're spoiling the Hindu dharma. So many weird, so much weird stuff was there. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to recover. No, you're not the body. And don't worry. Just chant. I'm telling you, chant Hare Krishna. All of you. Wherever you are born, whoever you are, even though you had to be, before, you had to be born only in pure Vedic family of twice born, and already in Kali Yuga it degraded so much that twice born used to include Vaishyas and Kshatriyas. Vaishyas and Kshatriyas get Gayatri. Vaishyas and Kshatriyas get initiation into Vedic mantras, Shruti mantras. But in sections of India, Srila Prabhupada, what does Srila Prabhupada say? Why did we get so many Muslims in India? In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, because there were people who were so elitist in their brahminical birth that basically there was only the brahmanas and everybody else. Only brahmanas were considered like white people, you know, like the civilized, noble aristocracy. And everybody else had to hide, you know, hide aside. Prabhupada says, so therefore, obviously people decided, you know, when Muslim rulers conquered Indian kingdoms, they imposed a tax that non-Muslims had to pay. So people had to pay just to be a tax, special tax, to be a Hindu. And on top, as Hindus, they were despised, disrespected, insulted. So what's the point? They had, you know, they converted to first Islam, then Christianity, nowadays Buddhism, some of them. Because just by being a Hindu, all they get was insults. See, it's so absurd. And obviously it's not dharma, it's not what Veda teaches, it's not what it's a distortion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to restore it, and he says, don't worry, I'm telling the whole universe, you all chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and you are not the body. You are the spirit soul. You're spirit soul. So if you're a human, you can engage in spiritual activity. That's the privilege of human birth. It seems so simple, no? It seems ABC, but it's so tough. You can see some people try to backpedal all the time. Every time people try to backpedal, this simple thing, that a human can choose spiritual life. No, no, no. You must have a very special kind of body. No, no, you need a special skin and structure and whatever to engage in spiritual life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, threw it out and restored the path of bhakti, the path of yoga, the path of pure bhakti. And he said, okay, this is Shruti mantra, but all of you are invited to chant and spread the Hare Krishna mantra. So this is his Yugavatara. And we have two more roles, which are quite secret, his internal reasons. Devotees. Which devotee? Srimati Radharani. Yes. So you can see that for many years in Jagannath Puri, he was manifesting the mood of Srimati Radharani. He actually accepted the color of Srimati Radharani and the mood of Srimati Radharani to get the experience of Srimati Radharani. And in the very end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can read about even more secret mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he, you can read the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies, where he observes the pastimes of Radha and Krishna as which type of gopi? Manjari, yes. So you can see in his own mood and actions, he illustrates this the very, very secret type of devotional service, meaning that these gopis are not even trying to meet Krishna directly and personally. They try to serve the other gopis who are meeting Krishna personally. And this way you can see it's such a selfless, complete, ecstatic devotional mood, which allows these gopis to even share Srimati Radharani's ecstasy, which otherwise would be impossible. Otherwise it's impossible. It's so high, it's such a narrow circle of those who are practically almost nobody. But because they are entering the selfless mood, they are sharing the same, or rather Srimati Radharani is eager to share her ecstasy with them. So they share the same Mahabhav ecstasy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu illustrates even that mood. So that's very secret, but that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Antilila, very, very beautiful descriptions, which show a very secret mood of, very deep and secret mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are some of the points about our good fortune. So we see you get the very rare fortune to become part of Gauralila, because Gauralila continues. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Krishna pure bhakti in India. Not even everywhere, most places. Then Bhaktisiddhanta, our acharyas, they recovered, made it pure, spread it, sort of restored the essence and purity. Then Srila Prabhupada brought it to most places in the world, but not to all places. To all places, that's your chance to join Gauranga. Yes? So Gauranga, you can become a companion, an associate, an intimate servant of Gauranga by helping him give the message of love, Premavani, everywhere. In Cele, in Maribor, in Portorož, in where else? Everywhere. Where only you will go. And this way, you can You can associate with Gauranga through your service, through by trying to do what? To give Gauranga's beauty to people, to give Gauranga's mercy to people. And it's such a lucky position, because Gauranga wants to give mercy and people need mercy. So, and you can just carry. You can just carry. And, you know, if you carry, if you become the channel of mercy, if you carry mercy, then will you get mercy? What do you think? Will we get mercy if we carry mercy? It's highly likely. It's very likely. We will also get mercy. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Shachi Mata Jagannath Mishra Navadip Dham ki jai. Shri Panchadatta ki jai. Gaur Nitai installed this day 20 years ago here ki jai. Indradyumna Maharaj was... or jai.
Also Indradyumna Swami's and Shivaram Swami's 40th sannyas anniversary.
Uh-huh. Wow. That means 79
Gaur Purnim, Mayapur Dham, from Bhagavan Das Goswami. There were 5 sannyasis.
Uh-huh.
2 of them remained.
Wow. Nice. Yes. Hare Krishna. Okay. So... let's be defeated by Gauranga's beauty. Manifest in so many forms, in so many aspects. There is philosophical beauty. There is kirtan beauty. There is musical beauty. There is emotional beauty. There is his transcendental form beauty. There is his mercy beauty. There is his anger beauty. There is his everything beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord is all attractive. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranga. So the schedule says no breakfast. The schedule says kirtan begins 9:30. So that means, I liked your kirtan yesterday. I saw on Facebook there was somebody put your kirtan. It was good. Happy to see you with harmonium. Just 2 days ago, I remembered you with the guitar in one of our islet outings. Now, I saw you with the harmonium. So what that means? That means that for half an hour, you share your comments, doubts, if you want, questions, if you desire.
I want to ask regarding what you mentioned, that we are participating in Gauranga's Lila, and it's continuing. So what we can incorporate in our approach to distribute this mercy, what we get from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is missing link, what is most important to for us to really incorporate in our approach to spreading this precious jewelry, what we get from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There are 5 most important things. Out of them, there are 2 most important things. I just made up this number, it's just 2. So, one thing is that it's service. If we do this for Krishna's, Gauranga's pleasure, for the pleasure of the Guru Parampara, then it is the proper way to distribute. Right? So we do this not for our benefit, but for the Lord's pleasure, and actually giving mercy to people. We are not trying to just become a mass religion or mass organization. There is no harm if we become a mass organization where everybody is super pure, realized, and transcendental. Then it's okay. However, it could also be, there's always trouble of becoming external. So, how to avoid it? By remembering that we are servants of Krishna, and we are trying to not exploit people, but to serve people. Right? We are trying to give, not to take, but to give something. We want people to become happy. Prabhupada said, what's the Vedic mission? Sarve sukhino bhavantu. May everybody become happy. It's very, very important to remember. We are to help people. We are here to make people happier and or happy or completely transcendentally happy. Right?
So can we say if people are not happy what we are doing, so maybe then we can say that maybe we don't do that for Lord's pleasure, but for our. Is that can be like something what telling us how we act? So actually, where we are
humble.
What we are aiming, yes, aiming, like sometimes it is not so clear whether we are really doing something for Krishna or for our pleasure. So I'm just thinking.
It doesn't matter. What's more important is not so much the problem as the solution. So the solution is, and this is the idea of anartha nivritti, that we offer it to Krishna. Then again we offer it to Krishna. Then again we offer it to Krishna. Then again we offer everything to Krishna. We offer our heart to Krishna. That's the idea of anartha nivritti. Not for me, for Krishna. And then there still can be struggle. Srila Prabhupada even also had to struggle. There can be, if there is no struggle, there is no good story. Right? Good story means struggle. Some attack, some demons attack, yeah, and then you conquer. Or, some trouble happens and you go through the trouble and come out victorious. Victorious in the transcendental sense. Anyway, so this is one thing to remember. We are trying to help people become happier. Two most important aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is Sankirtan, meaning the holy names, singing and chanting of the holy names with, again, transcendental consciousness and purpose. And the other one, you can see the Bhagavatam, which makes the path clear, which makes the path, the goal, all of it pure and clear. And it's a good support. So, Sankirtan movement and Bhagavad Dharma, they are two very related, two very very related parts. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that chanting the names is the form of Krishna, and filling it with Bhagavat Katha is the Sarup Shakti or Radharani. So Krishna is always worshipped with Radharani. So these two together are very, very important. So we want to spread, so we serve Guru Parampara, is your Guru Parampara. We want to give benefit to people. We want to give something good to all the people. And what was the fifth thing I was thinking of? That's very important. We ourselves also are participating, or we are practitioners. We are not just distributors. We also practice. We try to please Krishna. We try to worship Krishna, Gauranga, and ourselves advance, and then we will be able to become a better instrument in Krishna's service. So we are doing this. If Krishna comes to give, he says in the, it's in the 10th chapter here, Adi Lila, he says, help me, I am a gardener and I have so many fruits. I have too many fruits. I have more fruits than I can myself distribute. Please help me distribute the fruits. But also, he's happy when we eat those fruits too. Not just give them out, never eat. He's happy you eat also. I don't know about you, but sometimes you would go to a garden or... did you ever go to a forest to collect raspberries? Yeah? So with parents or relatives, right? So what did they say? You put one in the jar and one in the mouth. Isn't it? So they wanted you to collect, but they say you put a few also inside. Right? Correct? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he says, yes, collect them, give them out, but put a few inside too. Right? he has brought it. He wants you. He wants you to taste. He wants you to relish. He wants you to be nourished by the transcendental prema vitamins. Nutrients of prema bhakti, shruna bhakti, kevala bhakti, goranga bhakti. P, prema. G, goranga. Goranga, goranga, prema. Hare Krishna. Okay. Something else? Where do you want to be in Gauranga Lila if you get a chance? Did you ever think about it? Okay, now here, that's one.
You mean place?
Place, role, service.
I'm thinking that now I'm placed in this scholarly lila, what I'm doing now. So maybe if you can give me also some tips, so how to improve my service now, because I'm studying and I'm with students and I'm writing and doing these things. So this is idea also to somehow be to channelize and to bring.
Once one Vaishnava author gave me a book. Oh yeah, I think I have it here in my room. He signed, "Drink, dive deep, drown, come out and give to others." But first, drink, right? I think it's in Dhammapada, or in the Bible, right? That the bell, don't be like the bells who call everybody to the church but themselves never go to it. Right? Or Dhammapada said, don't be like the soup spoon that gives soup to others but never tastes it itself. Correct? So Srila Prabhupada didn't sleep in the night to translate the books, and not only translate, he doesn't just translate, he gives purports, oftentimes very large purports. And what are these purports? These purports are, he says, my personal ecstasy. So this year we had a meeting in Pune about four Shastic degrees. So ISKCON Ministry of Education, Board of Examinations, so several devotees met there. And we were thinking about the aims of the purposes of study. It's been almost one generation since the last 12 aims of Shastric systematic study were developed. It's almost 20 years, something 20 plus years. And Hanumat Prashak Swami suggested a very nice aim. He quoted Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was asked by a reporter, what will happen after you die? What would you say if the reporter comes and says, what will happen after you die? So Prabhupada says, I will never die. He says, I will continue in my books. So okay, that sounds nice. So, but Hanumat Prashak Swami, then he expanded this. It means Prabhupada is here. So therefore, what does it mean to read the books or to study the books? It means to meet Srila Prabhupada. So we decided it's an important point. It's an important purpose of the higher level. It's a higher level purpose of Shastric study, to meet Srila Prabhupada in the books, in the pages of his books. Meaning, I'm sure many of you have experienced that by reading the books deeply, you get some connection, a touch. You get some personal feeling for Srila Prabhupada's mood and mission. You can feel Prabhupada's desires, isn't it?
Sometimes read Bhagavatam, some another chari, you know, we have. I feel such a big difference,
yes.
And I always come back to Prabhupada because there is. You can feel very different,
yes.
Personality.
Yes, yes.
It's
personality.
Amazing.
Yes. So, and you can see Srila Prabhupada has produced so many purports, and they are like music. In music, you have only seven notes. Plus, you know, five, the in-between ones, 12 notes in the Western music. So does it mean that it's very limited? That it's only, only 12 notes? No, these 12 notes are enough to produce unlimited music. So in the same way, sometimes we complain, it's all the same. Bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. Chan, chan, chan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it's still, you can see, every purport has its own melody. Notes are the same, but the melody is different. And every time, no matter how many times you read, it's transcendental. You get some new light, as Prabhupada says. You get new light. So this is one of the Prabhupada's gifts. In the second canto, he says this is the main duty of a sannyasi, to write books for the benefit of humanity. So Prabhupada made these books in such a way that practically it's impossible to miss the point. Like if you read without Srila Prabhupada, like the Bhagavad Gita, 700 translations, and most of them miss the point. But when you take Prabhupada's translation and purports, no matter where you open, you cannot miss. What is your duty, who you are, what you should do, what's the truth, what's the process. Isn't it? So that's Srila Prabhupada's Srila Prabhupada's genius. And even he's made it so clear that no matter even some mistake or omission, misprint, whatever, doesn't matter. So next page he will correct. It's a self-correcting, perfect channel of unlimited mercy. It's very special. They say that Srila Prabhupada is Senapati, the army chief. Army chief. So he's coming to actually bring victory. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Not just victory, triumph. The highest victory, the ultimate victory. Complete victory. Over what? Or who? Huh? False ego. Yes. False ego, suffering, darkness, all of these unnecessary things. Anarthas, illusion. Supreme victory. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.